Hebrew 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Isaac received a word from the Lord. He was instructed not to go to Egypt as his father Abraham had done. He was to stay in the land the Lord had told him to go to. The Lord also confirmed upon Isaac the promises made to Abraham that he would bless him, give him and his descendants the land, and make his descendants numerous. Isaac obeyed and stayed in the land of Gerar. The first thing that we see Isaac obey because he had a word from the Lord. This required great faith. There was a promise that was contingent on his obedience. By this we were reminded how many in the body have received a word from the Lord as we navigate the challenging months ahead. We need to remember the promises of God over our household, our families, our businesses, and finances. Going to Egypt represents going outside of ourselves to try and solve a problem, when we should rest in the promises of God. This is not a time to go outside of what the Lord has instructed us. His promises are true. We need to remember that He is faithful to His promises. Also note that Isaac was in the land of Gerar, which means lodging, wells, turmoil. However, the root of Gerar in Hebrew means to drag off roughly and to chew up. This implies that it will be uneasy and uncomfortable. Although it may be easy to go off and shift our focus, it is important for us to stay where we may feel uncomfortable in order to see God fulfill the promises that He has given us. The promises of God were central to the lives of Old Testament saints such as Abraham, Moses, and David. They endured these trials as they believed in these promises. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son for the promises of God. Moses had to bolster himself against the slave master. David had to turn back to God after making a few serious blunders. God had to give us these promises so that we can have something to live for, but most importantly, to give us hope when things go wrong. Despite the fact that God's word is full of promises for those who believe in Him, we still need to exercise faith. You can't push a button and request something from God, and wow, there it is. Faith leads us to believe these promises. Faith gives us assurance of these promises and makes them real to us. God's promise gives us comfort. It helps us to persevere. God's promise refers to our immediate needs, including spiritually. But most importantly, God's promise focuses on redemption and salvation. In the Old Testament, God made a promise unto the Israelites. Up till today, that promise still stands. From the beginning, God taught them that His faithfulness would lead to the fulfillment of His promise, not human effort. He rescued the Israelites and gave them the promised land because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers. It is because of His faithfulness and not ours that His promises will be realized. He is faithful to His covenant oath, even when we do what is right in our own eyes. God fulfills His promises towards us even though we are wrong, just because He is not a man that He lies. In life, there is always something that need to adhere to before you can get something. God's promises are no different. In Philippians 14 verse 19 we read, "And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." God can only give you these promises once you've met His Son Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ personified the hope that God sent to this earth for all people. Therefore, if you want to partake in God's promise, go to the source of your salvation His name is Jesus Christ. Amen.